I don't even know why I'm letting Kevin Smith call in, because, but I do want to ask him one question. Kevin, why?
Hey, before we get into the why, who did the garbage man's voice and said, save the drama for your mama?
That was Artie.
It was Artie.
That was hysterical. That's the funniest thing I've heard in about 2 weeks.
Save the drama for your mama.
Save the drama for your mama.
Hey, you know, Kevin produces movies as well as directs them. Of course, everyone knows his movie Clerks and some other stuff he directed. But Kevin put up, how much money did you put up for this clown movie?
I think when all was said and done, about $80,000.
You put up 80 harder.
So you have a lot of discretionary income. You just have money lying around you don't need.
I don't shoot it in my veins. I don't gamble, so I do it on clown rape movies.
So Kevin put up money for this movie called Vulgar the Clown.
I still haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
Yeah, well, I did. They sent it to me on videotape.
You know, Kevin's in it, Howard. You just never got that far.
No. Which part is he?
After the clown is raped, he becomes a hero. And Kevin's like a TV executive that wants to give him a show.
So I got on the air, and quite rightly I said, I just saw the worst movie ever made. It's the most disturbing, disgusting thing. And
it was about the best plug we ever could have received.
I know, because they said, what is the movie?
They love it every time you talk about
they
it.
They do, and that's not the reaction I want. They go, what is the movie that grossed out Howard Stern? So, you know.
We were going to put that in the newspaper ads.
I swear to God, I never seen anything like this. Gary says, you got to watch this movie. They rape a clown in it. Party clown.
It's not just that they rape him. They rape him for 20 minutes, and they give you every last possible detail you could ever not want.
So I said, you know what? Let me watch this thing. I bring it home. You have to sit for like an hour. I fast-forwarded it. Because you have to go through his whole life. He's a party clown.
Right, they have to establish who the clown is before they rape him.
And there's these long, boring conversations.
You've got to grow to care about him. Before
you're so glad when he finally gets raped.
You're in favor of the rape.
Well, first of all, it's almost like Dawson's Creek dialogue where, you know, like they're having, he's having a philosophical discussion with his friend. He can't make any money. He's a clown. He loves kids. He's a good guy. So you love the guy, right? Meanwhile, I lasted through 5 minutes of that. I fast forward up. The guy's in his clown makeup. He's fat as a cow. Three hillbillies, a father and two sons, are raping the guy, hitting him over the head with bottles.
It's not funny at all.
It's not funny at all.
It sounds so funny when you talk about it.
Kevin, you think it's funny?
Yeah, I think it's funny.
You think it's funny?
I think the movie's funny. I think the rape is disturbing.
Yeah.
The guy gets raped for 20 minutes. The clown is, I guess, knocked out, half unconscious, so they're dancing with him. He's like a corpse hanging there.
Yeah, he's sort of like that doll. You just throw his arms over
and
your shoulder.
And after he, him.
The father's making out with him. And, I mean, they have him tied up on the bed on his back. They go, turn him over. I ain't going to kiss him again.
And if I heard you talking about this movie, I had nothing to do with it, I would be like, I got to see that movie. That's
I know.
Well, I told
weird.
Him that's what it's doing to me. I have to see
Absolutely.
This film.
Absolutely.
Well, lest anyone think I'm recommending to go see the movie, I'm not. They're playing at the Angelica Theater. I'll give you a plug.
Is it shot in film, Howard, or is it video?
That's film.
It's kind of film, I guess.
Did you pay for
it's film, yeah. Shot on 16.
The biggest waste of film you ever saw.
Not at all.
After the clown's
see
rape.
See Angelica tonight. Go see it at the Regent Theater in Los Angeles.
I wish I had the tape here because I would play the scene after he gets raped. He's throwing furniture around his apartment. He's bleeding.
Yeah.
And he's like going, he starts yelling at himself in the mirror. You loser! He's in his clown makeup.
I gotta say, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
Honestly.
But you see, you're gonna be mad if you go see it.
I can't believe this is actually on film.
I can't even believe
he spent $80,000.
Of so many movies about women getting raped, why not a movie about a guy getting raped?
There you go. There's a rationale.
Hey, Kevin, you must like the character so much, because isn't the clown the logo for your company?
It was the logo before the movie, to be fair, but yeah. I love the movie. I think he did a great job, Brian.
You're lying.
I ain't lying.
What else are you producing?
I've seen it so many times.
You watched the whole thing from beginning to end.
Absolutely.
You didn't fast forward.
No, I can't wait to get to my part, but yeah, I sit through the whole movie. Yeah.
But what else are you producing since you got such an eye?
Anything else going to be raped in the sequel?
Squirrel.
You know, you'll probably...
The thing is, in the same year, because Vulgar was shot a while ago, it's finally coming out now. The same year that we exec produced Good Will Hunting, we produced this.
Why would it... Oh, you exec produced Good Will Hunting?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like a year ago, Kevin was writing the new script for Superman.
Yeah, now, how could he be so...
Howard, that was about 5 years
ago. Now it's clown rape.
5 years ago, Howard, Superman.
Hey, did you make a lot of money for executive producing Good Will Hunting? Do you get, like, points and stuff on that?
we did okay.
Wow. I should hope, yeah.
Wow.
But imagine taking all that money, you get that hit that you're waiting for to make Clown Rate movies.
Yo, Howard, I watched...
I've been chomping at the bit since I got in this business.
I'm going to pitch you a movie. I don't know anyone else will buy it. I got a movie about a guy who got a hair transplant from a garbage man. So it's a true story.
Save the drama for your mama.
Save the drama for your mama.
That was a disturbing story, by the way.
That's one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
I'd go see a movie about that.
See, it sounds good. Hey, come on, Kevin, where's the money?
Can I give a shout out to Artie? I was on a plane recently, and I thought I saw him because I thought I recognized him from the New Year's Eve party, and I didn't know if it was him. I didn't want to say anything, and then when I was getting off the plane, I think I was in Newark, I saw a dude holding up a sign that Artie Lang, and I was like, oh, man, I wish I'd talked to him.
Yeah, I noticed you. I wasn't going to say anything because I don't think you knew who I was. I was going to say hi to you.
I did recognize you because you were about the only person I spent time with.
I know, because we were both smoking.
Oh, back in the smoking room?
Yeah. Can we talk about the New Year's Eve party real quick? I know it's about months later, but I there was something that happened there that I never got to relate to you.
Oh, really?
So we were hanging out with John Popper the whole night, and Artie would hung out with us, and whoever smoked, because we were in that back room.
Yeah, I put all the smokers in the back room.
Yeah, they had their own little section.
But, John Popper, who's a great guy to hang out with and talk to, a very funny cat, had this girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if she was ripped or what, but was hanging on my wife, and at one point told my wife, like, I'm going to F the S out of you.
Really?
What's your problem with that?
It had it been anyone else, maybe.
So what did you do?
None. I didn't find out about it until later on. Like, she was hanging on her, and I was just like, I guess that's how people act when they're drunk, because I don't drink that much. I don't know.
Well, Papa's
good. Later on the way home, she was just like, oh, my God.
Yeah. I bet you guys effed like rabbits after that. That's a turn-on.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she was nutty. The chick Popper was with.
Yeah. She was there. Is he still with her?
I don't know, man.
Oh, haven't seen him.
We haven't heard from him since that night.
She was gone.
He had to leave early.
He didn't leave. I think we left before him. We left like 2 minutes after midnight.
And you weren't there that long.
We were there for about 2 hours. It was a wonderful party, not what I expected. I was like, where are the midgets and the spankings and buff bongo? Nothing. It was very classy event.
We could have turned my party into a movie. Put a clown face on your wife and get her in the bathroom with Popper's girlfriend.
Kevin was funny that night. Kevin was standing there and he goes, you know, I love Howard and I'm thrilled to be invited, but I don't know why I got invited.
Yeah, I was sitting there going, why am I here?
Because I like you.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. Thank you.
How else would I invite you? We've hung out on the show. I started to get to know you. I'm an admirer of yours. I thought, well, why not? And I know you're around New Year's Eve, because who else is going to invite you to anything?
I had no plans for New Year's, so that came at just the right time. And I was just like, oh, my God. All my friends were like, you going to Stern's place? Oh, yeah.
Had I known you made Vulgar the Clown, I might not have.
You should have screened at the party.
Don't expect an invitation next year.
Well, let me plug Kevin's movie. Vulgar opens today at the Angelica Film Center in Manhattan. I guess he's going to do some business, because it is the one film that grossed me.
The theater is at in L.A., the Regent Theater, the 7:15, the 9:45 show. I'm going to be there, so if you want to complain.
And by the way, don't blame me if you go to this. I'm telling you not to go to it. You got to sit for hours before the clown gets raped.
I don't know how you could tell people not to go.
Until a few weeks ago, we were sitting there going, God, I wonder if anyone's going to go. And then you start talking about it, I'm like, everyone's going to go.
Yeah, I know.
Just tell people you don't mean this is a good movie, but, you know... you keep talking about it.
Well, the clown got raped for 20 friggin' minutes.
I think the scene, like, Casey's going, you know, is it overhyped? I'm like, no, Casey, you need to see it. Casey's been planning his whole week around.
Casey's like online like it's Star Wars.
Yeah, he really
he's camped out.
You got, you know, him and Jim Florentine and a bunch of guys are all going out drinking and going tonight.
Oh, no. That's funny. That's funny.
So we get a review from them on Monday.
Hank, you're on with Kevin Smith. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? Yo, man, what's going on with your boy Jason Mewes? I heard he got in a little trouble a little while ago.
Jason Mewes did get in a little trouble a while ago.
What happened?
Mewes is right now wanted by the state of New Jersey. There was a bench warrant issued for his arrest.
Your buddy, Jay, from the movie? Mewes.
Again? Jason, what's going on?
Jason had gotten into trouble a while ago involving some, how shall we say, illegal substances.
Heroin?
And he was on probation for a long time. And the ironic thing about the bench warrant is, he fulfilled his probation, and this court appearance that he missed is the one where the judge looks at all his paperwork and says, okay, you fulfilled your probationary requirements, you're free to go, and stamps the list.
What did that tell you?
He was in Los Angeles. He didn't show up for it.
What was the bus for, heroin or coke?
Heroin.
Yeah, he didn't fool around.
Jesus.
I didn't know you were so messed up.
He goes right to the hard stuff.
You know, what? He's got a million-dollar heart, but sometimes a nickel head when it comes to stuff like that.
There you go. Kevin Smith involved in all the
all
controversy.
Phases.
But the funny thing is, there's only one
show business.
Yeah, every phase of show business.
There's only one person in the world that employs Jason, and that's Kevin.
I know.
Yeah, Kevin, how come he doesn't do any other movies?
Why doesn't he do any of the movies? Because he's busy running from the law, I guess.
He's a fugitive.
That'll hamper you.
Exactly.
You know, Julia Roberts wouldn't be Julia Roberts if she was running from the law.
She had a legal problem, yeah.
Right. Okay. Hey, listen, good luck with the movie Vulgar.
Thank you for plugging it so much, sir.
I didn't mean it that way.
But you did. You
all
did.
Right. All right, Kevin, thanks.
Thanks, man.
I didn't even know Kevin was behind that movie.
Is it the worst movie you've ever seen, or is it like...
Yeah. First of all, let me tell you something. Here's what I'm trying to say, and I keep saying this over and over again.
You keep saying it the wrong way.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm still...
He makes it intriguing.
The opening scene, the guy... You know right away, it's a cheap film. The guy's driving his car. A bunch of kids come out and attack the clown. Then he goes to the party, and everything's going wrong. You can't make any money as a clown. Then he sits in a, I don't know, restaurant talking to his friend forever, talking about how clowning sucks, but he loves it, but he can't make any money at it. Then I fast-forwarded, because I knew there was a clown rape. I get up to the clown rape. It was disturbing as hell. So I don't even know what happened, how he ended up. I think what happens is he wants to make money, so he decides to answer an ad for, like, a stripping clown. Meanwhile, it's three hillbillies who are homos.
Yeah, who else is going to call for a stripping clown?
They beat the crap out of him. They nearly kill him. They rape his butt over and over again. They're dancing with him.
Should all three of them get him?
Nah, the dad pretty much monopolizes the clown. And he's screaming.
But he keeps telling you.
And he's big and fat. He ain't Richard Gere.
You know what's going to happen, too, because he keeps saying, you boys just calm down. I'm going first, then you get your turn.
Yeah, and then they're like, Daddy, you said the clown was going to be handsome. Hey, don't get Daddy mad. Like, that's exactly what it sounds
see,
like.
See, I'm telling you, every time you keep talking about it, I want to see it more
funny?
And more.
I don't understand.
I bet the Angelica is going to be packed.
You don't understand.
But let me ask you something. Now, you keep requesting that the clown be good-looking, like... There's a way this rape could have been more tolerable.
No, I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying that the guy is this big, fat... At least if the guy had been like a Richard Gere, so to say, you say at least, hey, you even understand something of what's going on. This guy is a big, fat, like, load with clown makeup on.
Hey, Robert, you got to understand something. The three guys that are in there, it didn't matter who knocked on the door. They were hitting him over the head with a bottle and raping him.
Yeah, they rape him.
Well, that's how rape goes.
And then after the rape, when he goes home to cry into his mirror and he's crashing everything up, he's, you know...
Yeah. He's
the worst acting you ever saw. And I turned it off in disgust. Now, are you going to go to a theater? You're going to have to sit through all of
it. I got
to
tell you, man, I'm going out of town today, but if I wasn't, I'd be right with Casey. I'd get drunk and go see that late show.
All right. I got to.
That's how they're going to sell this movie.
I got to take a break. When I come back, I'll get Mike Walker on the phone. We'll play the little game there. We'll do some news and we'll.